Hey there, I'm Trevor Houston, the creator of the Who You Know Summit, and I'd like to welcome you to the Who You Know Job Networking Show.
On our program, we'd like to show you a job search like you've never seen.
Everything from getting noticed by employers, how to properly format your resume, and how to network effectively using LinkedIn to drive recruiters to your profile.
We even take suggestions from our amazing community.
So if you want to learn all things job search, go ahead and subscribe now.
Focus. It's all about the job search. So if you want to learn how to land that next success, you heard them. All you got to do is subscribe and ring that bell so you don't miss out on a thing.
All right. Well, that leads us right in. Super excited. Yeah, we've got Victor Mayorga. I said it wrong.
Victor, how do you say it correctly?
Oh, wait, we can't hear Victor. There you are. Victor, what's going on, buddy?
Good, good. You're saying it's just fine too, Victor Mayorga.
Yes, I got it right. That's awesome. It's okay to tell me if I got it wrong.
He's won for 999,000.
Yeah. That's true.
So, Victor, we're excited to have you here because you are like a video expert. Like, I was super impressed by you because we talk about using BombBomb, this platform, with job seekers all the time, and how to stand out in their job search. And the first time we interacted, I think I sent you a video or something like that. Anyways, you sent me one back, and it blew me away. Like, it was so crisp, so clean. I felt like I was in the studio with you, and it was like, wow.
Hollywood.
It made me go, wow, and I'm used to it, right? So tell us about that. Like, how'd you get started doing videos? And
so I've always just been like a creative person. When I went to the Art Institute for visual effects and motion graphics, I got a degree in that. And then I just landed in real estate and mortgage. So I was working with a really like a top producer in the mortgage industry because they valued videos, but the rest of the company didn't like video so much. And so my role was to get the rest of everybody in the sales team to start making videos. And at that time I had experience behind the camera, creating content, not so much being in front of the camera. And so it was really hard for me to sell people on making a video if I didn't really understand exactly what it feels like, what the process is like, if I've never really been in front of the camera. So I kind of had to push myself out of my comfort zone and make videos, educational videos on how to create content or content you should be making, just a full suite of educational videos on people so that they could use to grow their business using videos. And so from there, I kind of learned different video processes, and that led me to kind of fly around for all of our offices and create video production rooms, because we use that as like a business to business strategy to meet more realtors or partner with different organizations, nonprofits, things like that. Just really build relationships through videos.
Love that.
And through the entire time, I needed a way to simply send out videos. And that way has always been BombBomb. And because they were in the same state that I'm in, we always had a really close connection. So even when I switched or got recruited to a different organization, which I then replicated the exact same thing I did for the first organization I worked for, building our production rooms, recreating a video system, and then kind of dabbling in like marketing agency style where we did direct mail, email campaigns, and a full suite of just marketing creatives. That really opened up the door to like a lot of different other things. And then I kind of started experiencing like, how can I then use video as this valuable asset and then kind of automate it, make it easier for people, and just all the stuff that I learned throughout the entire process, I've always kind of given back to people as kind of like free knowledge. And from there, I've kind of just been able to kind of grow myself using videos, grow other businesses using videos, and have a lot of success stories. So I've kind of just stuck with it. But I think my one thing that has made me really good is that I'm constantly making videos every single day. There were even days where I send out like 20 BombBomb videos.
Well,
to communicate through videos.
Well, I was going to say, you're definitely an expert, and you definitely walk the walk, because about giving free value. Like, okay, so I was having a little issue with my computer or whatever, and sure enough, he sends me a video like, hey, here's what I think's going on, da-da-da-da, and he's like giving me free advice, free help. I'm like, man, that is awesome. So thank you for first and foremost for that. Can we, you're definitely the expert, so I want to show your promo video. Can we play Victor's promo? It just blew me away.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Man. That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's great.
You know, I made that very, very last minute. So every time I watched it, I mean, I watched it twice before I sent it off. I was just like, oh God, I'm a little embarrassed, but that's okay because you have to start somewhere. And this is where I'm starting. And then from there, I'm just going to continue to make it evolve. So just can't be perfect.
Guys, you said you made that in like an hour, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we give him a round of applause for that? Yeah.
Wow. Right. He's like, oh, I'm just gonna, you know,
I don't think Hollywood's that good yet.
So this is what I'm talking about, guys. When I say he's the expert when it comes to video, he definitely is, and he's really wowed me with it. So I'm curious. Tell us about, like, if you were a job seeker, okay, and I just taught you how to use BombBomb, right? I just taught you that in my summit, and I'm like, hey, you know what? Use this so you can connect with Teresa over here. Who's the recruiter, right, and get her attention, what would be one of the first things that you would do as far as, like, maybe setup or lighting or, like, what would you do? Like, how would you get set up and ready for this?
First, just figure out, like, where you're going to create the video and then just get really comfortable with the camera. I mean, don't think of it like an actual camera. Think of it as an actual person. It's the recruiter. And then talk to it like an actual person, because I think once you start figuring out what your script is going to be or what you want to say, your voice and your tone is different. And so when you talk to a regular person, you're not thinking about video production or scripting and all that other stuff. You're just kind of talking to somebody. So I would always make sure that you talk to the camera like you would like another person. And then when people are able to kind of see kind of who you are and what you do, kind of your personality, then that will just attract the right people to you, or see your video and be like, I want to work with this person. So kind of just be yourself. But I think the biggest thing is definitely have a decent setup with the light and a good camera. That way you look good, because if you don't look good, you're going to feel horrible. It's going to give negative energy, and then it's just not going to make you perform the way you want to perform. So, yeah.
Yeah, Teresa. So we also have Teresa Nordstrom with us. Super excited to have you. Me and you are going through video marketing boot camp right now. So you're an expert now in video as well.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. If somebody was to send you, like, let's say you're in the hiring process, you're interviewing and all that kind of stuff. Has a job seeker ever sent you a video before? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, actually, that's what I wanted to share with you before I knew Victor was going to be on here, because I do know him as well. I've actually only had one person ever send me a video. I'm a huge, I know, and it was actually last year. I'm a huge fan of video. I actually use a different tool, but I have used BombBomb, and I use it in my processes to get candidates and clients, but I've only had one person ever, which is crazy. And by the way, I do remember them. And so I think it's phenomenal that you are teaching video, because it will make you stand out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have a question to, I guess, piggyback on that. It's, if you've only gotten one video, obviously, right, there are not a lot of even early adopters yet at this point. And so, I mean, if you think about that, viewer audience, like, think about that. If you don't even have really, like, the first wave of early adopters using it, you are on the bleeding edge. You are ahead, way ahead of the curve. Yeah. And so leverage this, like, use this to your advantage. Yeah. And those people, like in Ken Lehman's email that he wrote, like, people that thought it was unprofessional, like, they're the laggards, right? Yep. They are, there's right, early adopters, there's the herd, and then there's laggards. Don't be a laggard.
Yeah,
we have an opportunity to take advantage of something, guys. We're on the precipice. If you don't believe video is coming or already here, look at LinkedIn.
Well,
LinkedIn's,
how are we communicating right now? Yeah. Think about it. Think about it. You're in your living room right now watching us, or wherever you're at. You know, maybe you got your phone, or you're at
don't
the drive.
Don't be in your car. Y'all don't be driving.
You know they are.
Do that.
You know they're in the drive-thru at Wendy's right now watching us. But no, like, video is here, guys. It's been here. It's not going anywhere. It's actually going to get it's going to get a little crazier pretty soon. I've spoke this, and it will happen. Watch. VR is the next big thing. Mm. VR will be, like, you'll be watching this show, and it will be like you're in the studio with us. You guys understand what I'm saying? You'll put a thing on, and you'll be a live studio audience with us in the studio. Right. Like, that is coming. Zoom will be an app on your VR, mm-hmm. okay, that will allow you to be on the moon having a networking meeting.
I like that.
We'll have Frisco Almost Connect on the moon.
Guy. Yeah. I've got a question for Victor. Hey, Victor, so you obviously were pioneering this, right, for the companies that you're with. You've built this up, it sounds like, twice, right, this model. How did you find your learning curve was, like, getting just comfortable with video and using it? And then how do you help people get over that hurdle for themselves?
Oh, yeah.
The first thing that I had to do on my own was kind of just figure out what my style is and kind of what I want my presence or brand to look like. And then from there, I like to create template-based systems. So each thing that I do kind of falls within the exact same template. That way I can save time and replicate that process over and over and over again to kind of make it scalable. When it comes to video production rooms, I've built 14 so far. Yes. This one is not as fancy as my other one. And every now and then, you know, technology has its funny ways of letting me down when you need it to work for you. So it's kind of interesting. So much time.
You got a nice camera, I can tell. Yeah, you got a great camera, I can tell.
Yeah, this one's actually a Logitech webcam. I have a DSLR behind, but recently Google Chrome made this update, and now it won't connect to my A10 Blackmagic Pro. So, I mean, there's like 15 different buttons that I have right in front of me. But the biggest thing to kind of make your videos look better is just having a little basic just knowledge on lighting setup, composition, and then the way that you can communicate to the camera is also really important. So that's kind of where I specialized in, kind of helping people get comfortable with the camera and then utilizing the rooms that we would set up. And then that way they had their own knowledge and power to create their content on their own. And if they wanted more, they can send it off to us and then we would process it for them and stuff like that. And so I just spent hundreds of hours watching other people do this on YouTube for free. Mm. And by watching all these videos, I kind of picked and chose kind of what I like the best. And then from there, I would then kind of create my own room. And then once you make one, then you do it again and again and again. But you start learning, like, I didn't like how I did that. I didn't like how I did this one. This one looked really, really cool. So I'm going to continue to do this process, maybe modify it just a little bit. So then after a while, you kind of just learn exactly, like, what are the best practices. And then you just document everything. And then from there, you kind of just repeat it. It's so that was always the process.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a skill, and it's a learned skill, and you get better and better and better. And so, like, you think about if you have that skill, and it's something that you have to learn and adapt, and you'll pick it up over time. But if you can do this, you have a leg up on the candidate that does not have that as a skill. This is a skill that you can put down on your resume.
That's true. mm-hmm.
Like, the stuff that this guy does is a value. It's an asset. It's a skill. And man, kudos to you. I think it's awesome.
I like what you said too, as far as just learning by example, right? Watching a lot of video content, taking what you like, what you didn't like, you know, discarding that. And for our audience, this is something that you guys can do. I mean, I don't know which camera I'm looking at, but there we go. So
camera three.
Yes, for the audience. I mean, if you are in career transition, we have on the Who You Know page all of the videos of people that have come before you and done their own videos. Just watch those. Yeah, go through and you know, that'll help you get a comfort level, I'm sure. Just going through and watching all the people that have made videos already. They're all archived. They're all in the feed.
So, Victor, you're also a, you know, kind of a LinkedIn expert. What are some tips that you would give a job seeker to kind of help them to optimize their profile? What are some things that you would do for that?
So I get recruited on really, really often, and I don't even, aside from posting content
right,
on
me
a
regular too, Victor, yeah.
It's all SEO. So you have to kind of think, like, what is the recruiter searching for and what terms are they using? So if you want to be an accountant, obviously you're going to need to have accountant throughout your title, throughout your description, throughout your skill set, just various places that when people are searching for that term, you're ranked higher and you're shown more often. And so I think because my profile is made in a way where it's really optimized, I use a lot of keywords inside of my profile. That way, when people search for anything related to kind of what I do in regards to videos, they'll normally find me and then go through my content and then reach out to me for whatever reason. So I get a lot of leads and I don't even look for them. They mostly just come to me, which is one of my biggest ways that I've found. It's just my way of doing things, I guess.
I love that. What you said right there is the way he's got his LinkedIn set up and the content that he's producing and putting out there, people are coming to him, right? Like, that is the goal of a job seeker using LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You need to optimize your profile, you need to put out content, and you need to drive people like Teresa to come look at you and look at your profile, right? That's what you gotta do. And so I love that. That's great advice.
Guys, with 35, maybe 40 million people that are out of a job now, what we're suggesting is imperative now. When a recruiter, Teresa probably, when she posts a job, she's probably getting a whole lot more resumes now than maybe she did before.
Great question. Teresa, how are the resumes right now? Are you getting more since COVID? I mean, I would think obviously that's an obvious question, but is it? Yeah. Are you getting more?
Well, so I actually used to get tons of applicants because I post really creative job postings. I don't regurgitate job descriptions. So I always got a lot of applications. So, but yes, I mean, I think that there's always a lot of job applicants. Even now, there's going to be continue to be more. And actually, I just posted a poll on that. I think the challenge that even what recruiters are saying is they're getting a larger quantity, but they're not saying the fit is there. So that's kind of the answer from my peer set. So.
Got it. Okay, so here's what I'd like to do real quick. We've got a lot more content to get through. I'm super excited to have Teresa here with us. Let's go to a quick commercial break, though.
Trevor Houston here, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Who You Know Job Networking Show. We hope you've been inspired, encouraged, educated, and entertained all at the same time. For information on our different events, workshops, partners, or partnership opportunities available, check out whoyouknow.show for more details. And be on the lookout for our new mobile app coming soon. You never know how this show could help someone you know. You know? And if we've made an impact or put a smile on your face today, don't forget to hit that share button on your way out. Until next week, it's all about who you know. Bye!